4:30 in the morning here in the capital. To everyone, you're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has criticized the U.S. policy of dividing terrorists into good and bad, saying Washington is not sincere in the fight against terrorism. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comment during a meeting with the visiting South Korean President Park Geun-hye in Tehran. Iran's leader said the threat of terrorism will spare no country in the future if not tackled seriously and sincerely now. The leader also called for relations between Iran and South Korea to be stable, strong, and unaffected by the U.S. sanctions and influence. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Islamic Republic has great capacity for the expansion of bilateral ties. The South Korean president, for her part, expressed hope that the two countries boost cooperation in the future. Park Geun-hye earlier met with other senior Iranian officials. Earlier, we talked to political commentator Naveed Nasser to get his view on the U.S. policy of labeling terrorists as good and bad.
Well, there's two simple and very connected reasons for this. The one is that the primary goal remains and has always been, going back well before 2011, the overthrow of the government in Damascus for reasons that are known to us, I mean clear to us, which is destroying the lone state ally that Iran has in the Arab world and destroying a primary benefactor of the non-state actors that are part of the local regional resistance bloc. This goes back, even the Syria's revolution in Lebanon was a part of this, but however, specifically that is why. I mean, even Hillary Clinton herself restated this case in early October. She said the primary goal in Syria is, quote, the overthrow of the Assad regime. This is something that they've been very explicit and clear about. And so in order to do that, they cannot put to the two groups, Jaish al-Islam and Jaish al-Islam and Ahrar al-Sham, that actually have numbers on the ground, that have effective fighters, if they allow the UN Security Council to categorize them officially as terrorists, they will not at all, in any way, shape, or form, at least officially, above the table, be able to aid them, and it will, in effect, put an end to the regime change project in Syria, and they are not in a place where they are ready or willing to do that, to accept that kind of defeat.